Item number six, this is under finalization. We'll go through items 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just a reminder, we do have commissioners that are joining us virtually, so we will pause to ensure their votes is counted. And we are now joined by Commissioner Travis Beast, who is able to be with us as well. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I'm Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, and here to cover item number six, waterfowl hunting season. So you've heard from me a couple times on the waterfowl seasons. I'll try to keep this fairly brief because we do have a few items today that might take some more time. There'll be five items up for finalization within the waterfowl hunting season. The first one is going to be related to ducks, and the next four are all related to goose hunting. Essentially, two changes. The one with ducks will result in increasing the pintail bag from 1 to 3 and decreasing the early teal season from 16 to 9 days. And then the goose season all revolves around absorbing that Bennett County into the regular unit that surrounds that county. So I'll start with the first action item within the waterfowl seasons, duck hunting seasons. That's chapter 41.6.16. Again, you heard from me twice. There's no changes to what I shared the last 2 months. Just a simple change, and that's to align with the Federal Register. Again, I'll repeat that. Increasing the pintail bag from 1 to 3, early teal season from 16 to 9 days. I think there was one comment last month in regards to concern over the pintail season, and a lot of research is done at the federal level on ducks, and part of this is to evaluate what effect that increase in the bag limit has on the population, and the hypothesis is that's not going to have any effect on the population, so they'd like to increase that bag to 3, evaluate it for 2 to 3 years. If they do notice that there's a population level effect on the pintail population, almost certainly that bag limit would be decreased, so it's not like it's a recommendation coming out of thin air that could significantly impact that population. So with that, can take any questions on the duck hunting season. I can certainly go through some of the dates. Again, they're all in front of you in the season structure there, and I've explained them the last 2 months. Again, no changes to the administrative ruling, pretty straightforward, but you can take any questions on that one.
Very good, thank you, Andrew. Any questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion in a second.
Motion
to approve by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of approving the duck hunting season, this is chapter 41.6.06.16, will signify by saying aye.
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 Commissioner White, do we have Commissioner White? Commissioner White, if you're able to hear us, did you want to cast a vote? Moving forward with the duck hunting seasons, chapter 41.06.16. With that, we do have a quorum, so that, let me back up, all those opposed? With that, we do have a quorum, so that one does move forward. Andrew, if you want to take the next one.
Thank you. So, as I mentioned, the next four action sheets that will require finalization all are in regards to absorbing this Bennett County into the larger goose hunting unit. There are currently four goose hunting seasons. The one that I won't address today is the August management take that happens earlier, and that it has nothing to do with the Bennett County season. Happens mostly East River, but it primarily involves the early fall season, which is this first action item, then getting into the regular season, then the special goose season, which is literally just Bennett County, and then finally non-resident hunting, because this will affect some of the tag allocation while not increasing the overall number of non-resident hunters. So as you can see on the screen, chapter 41.06.50 is the early fall Canada goose season. That involves describing two units and rules. So The only thing that's going to change here is that there's no longer going to be mentioned to Unit 3. So just simply modify 4106-5002 to remove reference to Unit 3. It really doesn't change anything at all with that season. So with that, I can take any questions on the finalization of the early fall Canada Goose season.
Any questions for Andrew? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lochen. All those in favor of approving the early fall Canada goose season, this is chapters 4106-50, will signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, and that doctor down there was way cool.
With that, any opposed?
We seem maybe.
And we do have a quorum. That one is approved. Andrew, we'll move on to the next one.
Thank you. So the next one's the regular goose season, chapter 4106-1607. Very similar to the previous rule. This is just because that Bennett County unit is no longer going to exist. They're just going to align the season dates of what was historically Unit 3 with Unit 2. So it just simply removes reference to Unit 3, and those dates would match Unit 2, which actually adds hunting days for people wanting to hunt Bennett County. And with that, I can take any questions, but would ask the commission to again take action to move forward finalizing this rule change.
Any questions for Andrew? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Lochen. Seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of approving the goose hunting season, chapter 4106-1607, signify by saying aye.
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 Those
aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
All right, so two more with waterfowl hunting here, the special Canada goose hunting season. This is the season that would be repealed. Originally, it was a special season where hunters would apply and get tags to harvest geese during this season. So you can see no changes from what was presented last month, but just would be to repeal this special Canada goose hunting season, and then also to modify language. Deputy Director Switzer spoke earlier about some of the changes to e-tagging, and with that season there was requirements to actually have tags to tag those Canada geese, so that no longer would be required as though because that season would be repealed. So just essentially removing that season from administrative rule.
Very good. Questions, comments? So Andrew, I just want to make sure this is two separate chapters, 4106-16 and 4106-03, but we take one vote on this.
Madam Chair, yeah, two separate chapters.
Okay, very good. If we have no questions, comments, we do need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Lochen.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartlane. All those in favor of approving the special Canada goose hunting season will signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? It is approved.
Thank you. So the final one here for waterfowl is the non-resident waterfowl hunting seasons, chapter 4106-1611. Just shifting those 25 licenses that were available for that special Canada goose season for non-residents and moving those into the larger unit. I think it's being pulled up on the screen here. You can see on the left-hand side that bottom figure, unit 00B. So 25 licenses that were in Bennett County are now moved into 00B. That's a 10-day license, and that would take that from 3,925 to 3,950. So a minor increase overall with no net change to the number of non-resident waterfowl hunters.
Questions for Andrew on the finalization regarding our waterfowl hunting season? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second. Motion made by Commissioner Teal. Seconded?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lochen. All those in favor of approving the non-resident waterfowl hunting seasons, this is 4106-1611, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you to everybody as we ensure our commissioners that are not with us today, allowing us to get their votes in. Next up, Prairie